After easing of restrictions, a COVID wave quickly moved through China at the start of the year. Now that the wave has eased, Chinese consumers are quickly returning, according to U.S. Meat Export Federation China Director Polly Zhou.
It's not only the food service, it's all the related sectors like hotel and accommodations, passenger transportations, and the retailers and the movies, they are all coming back. So this is all good things.
And those consumers are returning with significant spending power, according to USMEF Senior Vice President of Asia Pacific, Joel Haggard.
So we're starting this year on a really positive footing because you have this economy that's going to bounce back. The Chinese government is going to stimulate the economy to bring back that GDP level. The consumers are going to be out wanting to spend. Their accumulated savings last year grew by a few trillion dollars, just unprecedented. They're going to want to spend that money. They're still pulling out of it as of this early February time period, but going into Q2, everyone is expecting really a full return to normalcy.
That brings a new strategy focused more on the consumer, according to USMEF Asia Pacific Vice President Jihe Yang.
We don't know that exactly how the product flow into the market. We don't know the exact channel that U.S. product is flowing in to the end users in China market. So my strategy in China is to mapping out how the flow, the product flows from the exporters to the importers to the distributors to the end users eventually. And then try to understand the flow and the distribution channel, and then identify the needs of the individual segment that we can address.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.